Kimberly from Lake Elmo Wine Company in Lake Elmo. Kimberly, good to see you in person.
Thank you, Reed. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we got to talk about, you're in here recording a couple of commercials, and, you know, with the holidays, we're going to talk about what you have in the store, but with the holidays right around the corner, a lot of holiday entertaining, parties, maybe you're being invited, and, you know, out to a dinner at folks' house, and you want to bring a nice gift, a bottle of wine, great place to go, Lake Elmo Wine Company.
Yes, thank you.
And pretty much everything people are looking for, and if they're not real sure, you can help.
That's what I love to do best. Most people that come in the shop, they come in, they say, this is what I'm having for dinner, or this is where we're going. Help. And that's what I do. This is what you want to bring. And most of the time, the people are, I get great reviews back saying everyone was thrilled.
Folks, you know, they may have a glass of wine if they're out at a restaurant or going out to dinner, but then when it comes to buying wine for, you know, to bring to someone's home for a get-together, a holiday party or whatever, it's it can be a little daunting, you know, to walk in and it's like, well, I know I should probably get a red, but what?
Right, exactly. It's going to be very intimidating. There's so many choices out there, and then if you're not 100% sure of what your host's tastes are or your guest tastes are, it can add a whole nother element of, what do I do?
So if you don't know if they're having steak or chicken, get a bottle of red and white.
That's what I do. Can't go wrong that way.
How many, do you know offhand how many different varieties that you have in stock?
Oh, several hundred.
Several hundred. So, yeah, folks are going to find what they're looking for. Yes. And not just wine, though. At Lake Elmo Wine Company.
Right, we do. We have a beer cave.
We got to talk about that.
Oh, yes.
Tim and I have talked about that in the past, and Tim is the connoisseur of beers, and he knows the brands and the names, and it's, you know, you'll find, you know, the ones that everybody's familiar with. You'll find the Budweiser or the Miller.
Of course.
But you have a lot of different varieties there.
We do. That's where the fun comes in. Like we were just speaking before with Tim that we have a lot of craft brews is mostly what we do. Some smaller imports. And it's constantly changing because the American craft beer industry is evolving continuously. And it's fun to always bring out what's new, what's the greatest and the latest. And it's fun.
And so, and that's another great gift idea. Maybe, you know, buddy's got a friend that, you know, likes beer.
Right. We do, especially in the holidays, we bring in this limited edition. So we have some nice bigger format bottles or bottles that you can age. There are beers that are made for aging.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
There are some. I know all the TV, you know, Coors Light and whoever will say you have to have it as fresh as you can, and there are most beers you want to have them fresh, but there are some that are made for aging.
No kidding.
So that's for the real beer connoisseurs.
So you know, and best of all, there are always folks there. You do occasion beer tastings in the beer cave. Folks aren't familiar with a particular new beer or a craft beer, they can, you know, sample it.
Right. And we do build your own six packs, which is
fun
too.
We talked about that last year, and I thought that was really cool because, you know, let's say you've got a friend on your gift list and they enjoy beer. You can go in and build a six pack. So maybe get, you know, this darker one, this lighter one, whatever, and, you know, six different beers. So you're not buying, you know, just a six-pack of one brand, but you can buy a six-pack and give that as a gift, and the person who receives that as a gift can have six different tries. And then, wow, this one is really, really good.
Right.
And so that's, you know.
Exactly. And then this way, too, if you're not 100% sure of their tastes, you didn't get them a whole six-pack of something they hate, right?
Exactly.
You want to be sure. No, but it's a really fun way to discover. Because there are so many different new beers out, and you'll love some and you won't like others as much. It's a great way to taste them.
It's always changing. And, you know, some people like rice beers. Some people like the barley or, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Right.
So, and this is a great way to experiment, well, for yourself, as a matter of fact, too.
Right, it
I mean,
is.
If you're a beer drinker, I mean, what other right. wine stores or liquor stores allow you to do that? Very few that
right.
I'm aware of. I mean, you go in mm-hmm. and it's, you know, you're buying a six-pack or a case of mm-hmm. Miller or Budweiser or,
right.
You know, Corona or whatever.
Right.
This way, I mean, if you are a beer drinker and you can go in and talk to the folks in the beer cave and, you know, tell them, well, you know, I kind of like, this is what I kind of like.
Exactly.
What do you have that's new that I can experiment with
right.
and build yourself a six-pack to take home?
Exactly. And then this way, too, you don't get stuck if you end up not really caring for it because it is new and you're trying something new, that you're not stuck with it sitting in the back of your refrigerator.
Spirits is, yeah, exactly. Spirits as well, you carry.
Mm-hmm. We do. We carry most of the basics, and then we do a lot of small specialty spirits that are really fun. There's a lot of really great American craft spirits that are coming out as well that are just fantastic in quality and fun.
So another great way to experiment if you like spirits and you know you have mm-hmm. the craft ones or the you know the ones people may not have heard of that
right.
they can experiment with. So always something new, always something open to sample,
mm-hmm.
And of course really gearing up for the holidays for not only gift giving but entertaining or just a place to stop in for your wine,
right.
beer, and spirits mm-hmm. purchases.
Catch a little nice calm shopping experience after being harried at the malls.
Well, we have $20 certificates we can set. You can only buy these on the air. We don't have them. We have it listed on our website, but if you want to make a purchase, you do need to call us during the show. We can sell two per caller, and you can use one per visit, per person per visit. It's a $20 certificate. That's the Lake Elmo Wine Company. Easy to find, 3511 Lake Elmo Avenue North. It's just kitty corner from the Lake Elmo Inn in downtown Lake Elmo, mm-hmm. Lake Elmo Wine Company. Kimberly, very nice to meet you in person, and thanks for coming
Likewise,
in today.
Likewise, thank you for having me. It's great to meet you in person as well.
My pleasure.